question. So yes, the question is, does the last year playlist count as an IS? Right? So when your mom asked you if you made your lunch for school, and you said, I couldn't because my stomach hurts, I was in the bathroom. So maybe you couldn't have made it before. Why wait always till the last minute? Maybe some of you have heard that. Just guessing, maybe some of you have heard that before. But that's not an onus. Because how can you call that an onus when you have a measure of negligence? You wait in the last minute. It's true at the last minute you were sick, you were unable to do it, whatever it is, but would we call that an onus? It's going to have very interesting halachic ramifications. So it's machlokas rishonim. Like many things in life, machlokas rishonim. I only showed you inside one of them, but you saw the rabbah and it's two sheets. So it comes along the Aguda, one of the late Ashkenaz rishonim, and he says that you see from Mishnah Erechin that Oynes Bim Achron is not Oynes. Not Oynes. Because Kelazakim felt that he was needed to make a takana derabbanan to save this poor Moichet and enable him to get his house back by depositing the money with Bez Din. Frank Yaguda, why did the Hillel need to make such a takana? Why did he make a takana? Hooray, it's Pashut. He didn't tire up that he can get his house back. Why is it Pashut he didn't tire he can get his house back? Because he's there knocking on the door with the cash. The other guy is forcing him, is not allowing him, forcibly not allowing him to buy the house back. That would be the buyer, the locator. So that's called Oynes. So of course the Meicher is not going to lose his house. Just he didn't tell him, he did. Klali HaTorah, what's the Klali HaTorah? Oynes. Oynes. So how can the Mishnah say that Hillel Zaki needed to make a takana derabbanan to save the mocher? Alright, what should save the mocher? What klal should save the mocher and allow him to get his house back? Bonus! So if we see, instead of asking this a question, you can just put a period at the end of the sentence and say, what do we see from the fact that Hillel made a takana? Put a period in it, isn't it?
Must be
you see, there's no onus. Asking why, put a period there, put a question mark, put a period, yeah? And you put a period there, you say there must be no onus. Why would there be no onus? Oh, because what's the whole Mishnah talking about? Very clearly. What's the Mishnah talking about? What's the Mishnah talking about over there? When did the buyer hide out and avoid the seller?
The last minute.
Yom Acharon. So says the Aguda, I'm just putting two and two together, it must be that onus b'yom acharon is not called an onus. Not called an onus. There is a Nebuke Yosef in Bava Kama, which is not on the sheet. It is referred to by the Ramah, he calls him the Ran. In the back of the Gemara is on the Rif in Bava Kama. It's not the Ran, it's the Talmud of the Ran, the Nebuke Yosef. The Nebuke Yosef is sometimes some people say they refer to him as the Ram, it's not really the Ram, it's a difference. Nebuke Yosef, there, Bava Kama, it's very interesting how he gets onto this there, totally Bava Kama Diksugya, but he somehow gets over to this topic, and he explicitly argues on this, I didn't quote him obviously, but he argues Ladina, and he says it's not true. Even he writes explicitly that if someone could have taken care of let's say in the case of the Aguda, they made an edit. They're going to do X in a month. Or even in a day. Someone says, I'm going to do this today. You have a whole long day until you give it hours and hours and hours and hours to do that. So you figure, okay, listen, I'll go eat lunch, I'll go to Shia, I'll go eat lunch, I'll go play ball, I'll get to it. Then, Pitom, Shkia. Is that onus or it's not onus? So the Aguda clearly said that would not be onus. The Muke Yosef writes there that is called onus. That's brought down in the Rabbah here in Yoridea about Nidarim. About Nidarim. Where he writes, if there's a certain time, Shana or a certain day, he says you should be careful to do it right away. right? That at least that day, when that day comes, you have to do it right away in the morning. Shemi Yishkach. Maybe you'll forget. Yavro Nidro. Why should you be careful, says the Ramah? Because he says, there's a machlokas about this. Yesh Omrim, some say it is onus and you're potter. You didn't violate your nether, that would be the Mukayos. He brings it there in the name of the Ran and the kids that are regular, but come up. Yesh Omrim, that's our Aguda. The low Mikriyonis. Since it's machlokas, you really don't want to get into that situation. You might have just violated your nether. Even though you're screaming, it was Inus, I wasn't feeling well at the end, and you attack Inus at the end. Might not count. This, Adir pointed out before, I didn't put it out in my requirements, this has very interesting relevance, and this relevance is brought up explicitly by that movie Yosef to a Shiloh of Tashlum, and I'm just going to mention, I'm not going to get into it. In Tfilin, or Chayim Nafkamin. You guys know this, so a guy wakes up in the morning and he says, okay, I'm going to daven. But, you know, I have Mishachas and Yeshiva ready. I sometimes pull this from my... So, once I Mishachas already, so I'll get to it, whatever, I'll get to daven. Time passes, kind of. Oh, then he has to use the bathroom, then he shows with his friend, right, he's not feeling well, pitom, and all of a sudden the time for Shachris passes. Or a guy has to daven Mincha. And he's draying around, he's like, well, let me just take care of that, let me just speak to my friend, let me just take care of this business deal, b'chulei, b'chulei. And all of a sudden, before he knows it, I'm realizing it's Shkia. So what do you do when you miss a tefillah? Tashlumin. You can only daven tashlumin if what? If it was ones, but not pshia. So what happens if there is an ones berega acharon? Meaning, yeah, the last few minutes before Shkia, he was ones. For the last few minutes before Zman Tfila, he was ones. But Lamaisa, he had hours and hours to daven mincha. Can he daven a second Shmoneh Esrei?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah,
so the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef Lashitaso writes that he can. L'chore, it should follow from the Aguda. It should follow that he cannot. That's a very, very interesting Lamaisa application of this is that last minute, oh, and now it's onus. Okay, who's putting that on the side? Because actually, it gets more complicated. Leave that. Look it up. But we're not learning Nidarim. So why are we seeing an Aguda about Nidarim? Because all of this, as many of you anticipated very nicely, you anticipated that this, of course, relates to our sugya of Ksubas Daf Yetz Amud Beis. Because we seem to have such cases on Ksubas Daf Yetz Amud Beis of an onus beyond affluent situation. So you see the Ktzos, you saw the Ktzos, he brings it up. The Ktzos quotes this Aguda. Again, the Aguda's position is that onus beyond acharon is not an onus because he had ample time before. He says, Vikashali, he has other problems. One of his problems against him, he quotes Ksubas Daf Yetz Amud Beis. So he quotes the Gemara in Lo Basni Mikan Vat Shnimasar Chodesh Umeis. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Only Meis. Remember the Gemara is Havim, right? The Gemara is that. What does the Gemara say? Only Meis. But what if it be Chala? Lo. Aaron's begins. He says, I don't understand. Maybe the reason that Chala is no good is why? Because he could have been Mekayim the Tanai earlier. We're talking about the last minute. That's what he says.
How does that come to
kasha?
Because he says the Gemara is clearly assuming that when there's illness at the last minute, that would still be considered an inus. Inus. Well, we pass it, right? It's inus. What?
Doesn't
it specify that's no, he's
saying
the diuk of mace to chala.
Mace implies
a how can you prove Einonis begin? That what? What does Einonis begin mean?
It
means that I don't care that it was what? I don't care that it was onus. Right? Right? What are we saying now in the Aguda? Not that I don't care that it was onus, it wasn't onus. It wasn't onus.
Can we see there's a difference between chola and the case of onus? Chola is like.
What? Gamora calls it Onus.
It's like a physical thing.
Why is it Onus? Gamora calls it Onus. Why are you making two women Gamora against Gamora?
The Buddha was talking about.
What's the difference?
The Chal is an Onus.
He says in the end.
He's talking about the case of the net there where you're going out to do something and then something prevents you from going.
Yeah, like you got sick.
Yeah, but only when something stops travel.
It doesn't have to be a Martian man that had a car, it can be just got sick. That was the Ketais. The Nesivis quotes the Ketais. And he says you don't even need that. He says, the Ketos is a much more convoluted type of a raya. Mace implies chol. He says, what about the case there? It says, what happens? What did the Gemara say there? The guy shows up when? At the last day. And then he can't get the boat, can't get him across. There's no ferry to ferry him across. And he's sitting there saying, what? I'm here, right? So he says, it sounds like that happened just in this story of the Gemara, just now. But so. And then he adds more than that. The guy may be saying, in that smaller shit, sir, he was on his meal at night. He just says it's not mistaber. If you make a tnai, I'm going to come in 30 days, right? So, in order to be potter, you have to be for all 30 days, you need to be in a state of onus. In order to apply onus, I would need that, but from that moment I made a tnai, the entire 30 days I'm onus? He says, that doesn't make any sense. Who says that there wasn't, right? The Avodah Zarah is that since there was a possibility of you to do this earlier, it's not onus now. What do you mean? The entirety of the time I need to be bonus? The whole 30 days, a year, whatever, I have to be bonus the whole time? And if for a moment I had the possibility, oh, you could have done it. He says, that's not mistaber. And the Gemara itself says, the guy showed up and there was an onus at the last minute. Right? So he says, you see, the whole Gemara is treating last minute onus as an onus. Yeah? That kash is a bit easier, I think, to hear. The Tosca. Mabra, yeah.
I would explain it differently. I think it would be more connected in this case. Because the Gemara of the Quran base of the base, it gave a case of the last minute.
Yeah.
No onis happened. And then it said no onis. Then it explained the only reason why here was no onis is because onis is the Shriach.
Same.
But why, if it was onis that's not common, last minute would be onis. Same. Well,
okay.
Good. Okay, no,
okay, good. You're just sharpening the rhyme. Same. You said you see in that Gemara, then that's what the Nesivis is saying, that a last minute onis is considered an onus. I could have done it before. I could have shown up, not waited until the last day, and canceled my flight. I have to wait until the last flight. Why do I wait until the last flight? It's true they canceled the flight. It's not, it's onus. They canceled my flight. But I could take an earlier flight.
Can you re-explain this? So it's blue sky.
No. That was fun. I don't get lost in it. The Ketos and the Nesivis from different parts of our Gemara, you'll see on them later. The Ketos and the Nesivis from different parts of the Gemara. Again, the Nesivis thinks the Ketos is working too hard, but he's not arguing on him. He thinks it's clear from Ksubis that Beis Amud Beis that the good is wrong. Good is wrong.
In which case?
Onus B'Yomachar. Onus B'Yomachar. That was the finish of the Aguda. He says, no, you see, the Gemara says clearly that what? Last minute onus is considered an onus. It's hard to argue with this Gemara. So, when you have a kasha like this, why is it bothersome? Why, you could just say, okay, that good is wrong. Why is it bothersome?
How good do you want to learn?
And it's not just knowing how to learn. Meaning, knowing how to learn sounds like you're making diukim, and but even if you do daf yomi, you could ask this kasha. It's a gemara. It's an often basically an open gemara, but it's an open gemara. The gemara says the guy showed up on the last day and has sheer sharpened the You see that be'etzem, it's an ines. Okay, Nate, it's be'etzem an ines. You see that last minute ines counts. How can the aguda come along, misvara, and say, nah, you had the opportunity before, if not an ines? Your moms might agree with the aguda, because why didn't you do it earlier? But, okay, ma'isa, it was at the end of the day, it was ines. More than that, well, what's the svara that you would say that it is an ines? Like the movie, why would it say it isn't? I was prepared to do whatever it is, the neder, the t'nai, I was there, right? Like the case of us, I was there. I was ready to do my neder. But there was some kind of onus took place. What do you say if you're saying there's no onus? I was prepared to do the act of whatever I was neder to do. I was prepared to show up in town on the date that I said I was going to show up. I was there. But then some onus prevented me, the river, where there was no ferries, whatever it is. Why would you say that? That doesn't count. Yisvara, what's showing that with? So take a look at the Nesivis here at the end. He thinks this kash is too posh. Yeah.
Does the good agree to Ron? Or the Das? You say that?
Boss, that's where we're going to go. Let's work it out. He says, it's getting a little tricky here though, in this, help me out here within this season. I think it's fascinating this season. But I just want to put this, the jumping board, the jumping off point of this season is this kasha is too obvious. Right? It's an open gemara, essentially. It's often a gemara. So he says, no, lachin nearly the vadai gama gudu moide. To begin the gidush no moment, I think the nenas is upside, he said, muchach. What does that line mean? This can't be a kash. It's muchach. What's muchach? It's proven. It's open gemara that they're saying that it's an onus. So, what am I going to do? Right? If I put on the board, I'm going to have either good against the gemaras? No. So, what am I going to do? I'm not going to change the gemaras. So, what am I going to do? Change that aguda. What does that mean to change that aguda? I can't. He says what he says. But I can limit the aguda. I can narrow the aguda so that he's not stepping on the toes of the Gemara. What does that mean? Say that the Aguda is talking about one thing, and the Gemaras are talking about a different thing. You see the move? Right now, the Aguda is clashing with the Gemaras. But then you see this thing, but these are often, it's muchach, not like this. The Aguda loses. So how, and this Aguda is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's there. So what's going on? How do I understand the Aguda if it's against the open Gemara? She says, no, it must be the Aguda and the Gemara not talking the same thing. Again, we're always making the chilukim, guys. We're always making the chilukim. The Aguda is talking about one thing, and the Gemara is talking about a different thing, and they can both coexist. How? Look how he says it. Very fascinating. He groups what things together? Gittin, Kiddushin, and Mammon.
What?
Gittin, Kiddushin, and Mammon. That's what he says in the first line. What's that going to stand in contrast to? Gittin, Kiddushin, and Mammon on one side, and Dharm on the other side. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, that's the move of the Nesivis. He wants to say, you're asking Musukazdav Beis, that's talking about what? Gittin, maybe it's Nayin Mammon, right? He said, that's different than what the Aguda was. If we take the Aguda's example very narrowly, what was the Aguda talking about, Rabbi Yisrael? He made a net there, and then the last minute, you couldn't fulfill the net. He wants to limit it to that. Okay, that's a nice chiluk, but you have to explain that. Why are those things different from each other? Look how he says it. Look what he says here. He says, the Gittin, Kiddushin, and Mammon camp, Afilu Nenas Biyom, side the soul is side. Why? Why is the last an Ones? Yes, an Ones in Gittin, Kiddushin, and Mammon. Da'ayite da'achi vade lo asni ve'umdele de'muchachu. Rakbol to the Shchiach, this is what you were saying to you. What word keeps coming up in the scenes?
And that should make us, the Shai was already anticipating, that should make us very interested, pique our curiosity. Why? What is the realm of Das?
No.
Where do we have this realm of Das? Adai di dahachi vadai lo asni. This is what we call the Ran's camp. And we saw also by the Kiddushin case, was the Das camp. So says the Nesibas, what happens if we go into the Das camp? What happens if we go into Das? What does it mean? It means when he made the Tanai for the Get, the Tanai for the Kiddushin we had yesterday, the Tanai for Mamon, right? Makes a Tanai. So what happens if that ends up with an Onus? You can't fulfill the Tanai because of Onus. Or we even had the case of the Yerushalmi, where the flip case, it's the Bussi case, where we can say, yeah, they're taka married.
Get rid of the Tanai.
So we're going to get rid of the Tanai. Let's say that a little bit more refined.
It doesn't
qualify.
In this case, the scenario doesn't fit into the Tanai. Because what was the Tanai? He made it tonight. So what do I look at? It's Das. I'm going to make an umdano. What's an umdano? An estimation, evaluation of his Das. Did he mean this case when he said the Get is only going to be Chal when? Did he mean this scenario when he said the Kiddushin is going to be Chal when? Etc. Did he mean this when he said the Mamon I'm going to be Chayiv to you? Of course he did not mean this when he said it. So this scenario, did it fit into the Tanai? Did it fit into... No, it's not what he meant. So if we play that world, now explain to me, why does that fit with the Aguda? He's bringing the Aguda. Help me out, Aguda. Why does that world of Das, of Undana the Das, making Undana an estimation of Das, fit with the Aguda? Why? Think. But he's claiming the Aguda will agree. Why is it? Why is Aguda have to agree?
There's another covering possibility.
Das is not. I mean, in other words, last minute itis. Let's talk about last minute itis for a second. He was about to do it at the last minute. There was an itis. Did he have that in mind? No. Just like we said, what was the longest the whole time, Rabbi Yisrael? What was the whole thing? Why is how does Onus blow up the Tanai? According to in the Ran's world, it wasn't. That's not what you meant. Okay. So what about an Onus at the last minute? Is that what you meant?
No, it didn't.
No, I still didn't mean that. Just like I didn't mean it the whole time, I don't mean it now.
What's the difference?
I didn't mean a case where I didn't show up because I was Onus, or I did show up in each case. Did I mean that? When you're in the world of Das, it doesn't matter whether the Onus took place initially or the Onus took place Yom Acharon. Who cares? What's the Svara? The Svara is Adai de Dahachi Lo Asni. He didn't have this in mind when he made his mind.
Why can't we say
so in the last 10 minutes when you were about to give in your report and then you were Nenas, did you, and you made it tonight, you're going to have it in, you made it in there, you're going to... Yeah, I didn't mean that.
He never had in his mind the Onus, right?
Never had in mind the Onus. And therefore,
even when
the Tanai is not work.
We've seen that in all cases.
What about Nidar? This is where the Chiddush, this is going to be a Chiddush. And here, the Nesivis is not going with the Ran and Nidar, at least the way we understood, I think. Look what he says by Nidar in Rabbi Yisrael. The Lone Pollock, fourth line. Rapi Nidarim. I'm going to skip all the rest. Shulchan Aruch only brings in Hilchos. Nidarim. Why? Because he has a rule there. He said, the whole Kiyai Gavin, anything like this. Anything like what? Where I made it nether, but you're going to say the same svar I didn't have in mind. He's the bonus. When I said I'm going to have this done within 30 days, did I have in mind the case where I'm going to be Nenas on the last day? No! It says in the Sivis, nevertheless, still, Lord Tzarech Heter Chacham. You still need a Chacham. You still need a Chacham to be Matir the Neder. Why?
Like any hatar, what's the basic idea of hataras nedarim? If you would have known that, would you have taken the neder? No. But we still need what to happen. The chacham has to be matir. We can't just claim onus and let it belong to neder. Neder is its own category. Oh, so what are you going to ask me? A daid de hachi doesn't work by nedarim. What are you going to ask me? The Gemara that we saw. What was the Gemara we saw in Nidarim Chazayin? Nidre? Onsen. What do we say? Remember the guy who made a neder? If you don't show up. And there we said, the neder's not a good neder. You need a chacham to be master. The neder's gone. Doesn't apply in this case. Why? Zohar can see this. Rashi Nidre Onsen Hiti Rachmana. The Torah was matir. We tell him the ones Rachmana Patre.
What?
Yosefus is a fascinating svar. We're not going to line up with the Rishonim the way we understood the Rambam. I'm not saying that right off the bat, but the svar is fascinating. He says like this. What's Pshat in the guy? I think he's going to have to learn this Gemara that way. More like whom? How is he going to learn that Gemara? More like Rashi, if this is Pshat Rashi. That, what does it mean, lo nara lo sase dover? Why does the Gemara bring that up there in Nidarim? It's a classic Onus Rachmana Patre. What's Onus Rachmana Patre?
There is.
You're Potter, that's the case with the woman. She's Potter. There's an Aveira. She's Potter. So do the Neder. Is what? The neder is God. Hiti Rachmana. It's fascinating. How are we learning Pshat by Nidarim? Why? How does Onus play a role by Nidarim? We're in, can I say, the world of the Ran. What are we learning?
Das,
right? You never made the neder with that in mind, right? You now the Nesivis is saying that Gula doesn't agree with. By Nidarim, you know why the neder doesn't apply to a case of onus?
Just like,
somehow, onus rachmana patre, it's almost like a hefter, just like a chacham can say the neder is no good. So Hashem said, if it's an onus situation, the neder doesn't apply. You didn't violate the neder. I, Lamaisa, said the guy didn't show up to you for lunch. Remember the case in the Mishnah, guys? You said you better show up for lunch tomorrow. Yeah, there's onus. So the Torah says, no net. But in the world of Das, so this is how it breaks down at the end of the day. If we learn like the Ran, that it's in the realm of Das, what would you say about a last minute onus? Last minute Yom Acharon onus? At the end of the day, you can't, that's not part, that wasn't your Das when you made that tonight. I don't care if it was though. Even the last day, your Das was not in such a situation of a Kiyumat tonight, but onus. Your das was not, and it wasn't part of the tonight. Game over. Unbelievable. Then Taka, it makes sense why. It's funny, you guys all understood this way. You guys were all on this team of it counts as an onus. Why is it count as an onus? He could have taken care of it for the past month, year, whatever it is. No. Why does it count? Das. Das. But what? Where is the Aguda saying his shtickle that it's not a good onus? Or it's not a das? It's not a das. You know what you can see in Taka? What was the raya of the Aguda? What was the raya of the Aguda? Where did the Aguda come from? Yeah. The souvenir, what's that? Is that a das sugya? Well, again, that you see in that mission that what? Onus yom acharon? Not an onus. Not an onus. Yeah, but why? It's very good now. Why is it not an onus, guys?
Well,
it's not a sugya. What was the sugya when you show up on day 354, the last day of the year, and you're saying, I'm here to pay? Is it a das? It's not a das. The Torah had a halacha. What's the Torah's halacha?
You had a year.
Well, you have a year. And now it's onus. That's not an onus. Why not? Because is that an onus rachmana? That's an onus rachmana patre sugya. Does the Torah exempt you in that case? No, you had a whole year to come and pay the money. Now you wait in the last 5 minutes? That's not onus rachmana patre. That's not a lunar losasid. That's a rape case.
That's not what we have as the Torah's example. Because you weren't fully honest. You had 353 days. You could have thanked Gary. You didn't show up. You could have done your homework before.
Well, why can we see the opposite?
But I want you to understand the lumbus. That's in what realm? In what realm are we saying that that last minute onus is not an onus? Not in the world of das, but in the world of onus on one of pashre. Where the Torah says, oh, that's already beyond your control. You have an exemption. What do you mean it was beyond your control? You had a whole year to take care of it. That's not onus. You have to have serious onus to have onus on one of pashre. The chiddush of the nesivus is that what? Yeah, Buddha will say that same thing. By Nidarim. This is where it's a big hedge. Even by Nidarim, what? I thought Nidarim was what kind of a sugi? A das sugi. He's saying, no, Nidarim is an onus of Mona Patre. It's not me. I'm pot, I have an exemption. So he said, by Nidarim. So there you can't say it last minute, it doesn't count. That's not onus of Mona Patre. That's a big finish to say it by Nidarim. But that's what we have to say, because that's what the Abudu was talking about. So what do we see here, Rabbi? You said the same chakir we've been discussing, the whole sugya of how do we understand the role of onus? Does onus come along and say, you are potter, or maybe that maisa is not your maisa? It's not you? That's one way to look at onus. And the other way is to say, no, it's a word of das. In the world of Tanoim, I never intended to include a case of onus. That's all that it does. So we see that these, which we call that Rashi and the Ran, that's what we called it. We see that it could be even a halacha lemaise here, by the Dara, Onis Biyom Acharon, those two concepts will still play out. Because once again, if you're in the world of Das, if you're in the world of what did you intend, I didn't intend for any case of onus. I don't care if it's a last minute onus or the whole time onus. That wasn't part of my das when I made it tonight. But if I learn what? That I need a real objective onus, rachmona patre, this isn't me, it doesn't count, I'm potter, so that's a higher bar. What do you need for that? What kind of onus do you need for that when it's an onus rachmona patre? That you were really bonus, but if you had a good opportunity to do it and you didn't, you can't now, at the last minute, claim, take out the onus card and say, oh, now it's onus. That's not the Torah didn't patter you there. Not that kind of onus. You hear the chiluk? If you're in the world of das, yes. If you're in the world of onus card on a patre, no. But these two concepts of how to look at what onus is doing when it's blowing off, a tanai, etc., play out themselves all the way out. Quickly.
That's what the Aguda says in regards to.
Yeah, Aguda, in terms of his maskim, according to the Nesivus, this is all his kiddush, his maskim in the world of Das, 100% last minute onus works. We're narrow, the Aguda was very narrow. What's the Aguda talking about? Erechin and Nidarim. That's the only things he talks about. There, it's not a part of Das. There, it's a part of onus or one of Patre. There, you need a higher level of onus. That's only to be. The Torah says you're good. Really? When does the Torah say I'm good, I'm on its onus? That's only when it was a full-fledged, robust onus. Not, oh, the last minute, yeah, I happened to have an onus. No, the whole time you were onus. That's how he says. Whether or not, how that lines up with the sugya is, the Nidarim is a trigger because the Ran himself, who's the Lachorah, the Das Shita, we understood the Ran Nidarim seems in Nidarim to say that by the Dharma it's also a das issue. So it's
what did he
that's a big finish to me.
Why did he deal with the Dharma? Just say Erechim. Why is he trying to deal with the Kasha was from the Mishnah, he's talking about from the Mishnah in Erechim. Why does he have to have the Dharma on one side, but Erechim on one side?
Because the Kuddish says Mefurish by the Dharma, Onis Vilmachim doesn't count. Mefurish may have good, and it's passing that way in Shochanor when they come. See, there's no remove. And it's Dharma stock.
So it's just a Dharma on the side, or was it a Dharma?
Yeah, he's just not talking about Erechim, but it would be on that side also, because that was the... Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, that would be also on the side of the six. Say the question until after. I just want to share. We're running out of time here. It is Rosh Hashanah coming up. Instead of talking about Rosh Hashanah alone, I just want to share a thought for the upcoming year.
which again, I mentioned on the Shabbos read together, it's also the beginning of your Shana Bet, it's also the beginning of the new year, Mamish, Rosh Hashanah, so we're going to say a very yeshivish Musar. And it's going to be this Sugya. This Sugya is the Musar. This Sugya that we've been doing for days, Rabbanan, is a Mir de Gemusar. By the way, I should clarify the Rabbanan. We said everything in the Rabbanan, it's the Etzim Mechidish of Rabbanan. It's in the Birk Rishul, it's another place I use Rabbanan because it's, I think, just an easier presentation of the Sugyas. But it's not, I don't think it's Rabbanan, it's Chiddush. It's from Rabbanan. If you remember Rabbi Elchanan yesterday, it's really yesterday's year, so Rabbi Elchanan is still on the board. Rabbi Elchanan and the Ra'ah had the following L'chayre Pasha Yisav. They said it's one thing to say, remember yesterday everybody said, yeah, it's a little bit long, because they have a couple longs, it's a musr. So he said, if the guy is a no-show, the guy was a no-show, which was Makayna tonight, so he can say, listen, it's onus. It's onus. Because that not showing up wasn't me. I meant to come, but okay. But there was a flute case. Remember the flute case? The bussy? You guys like to sing it? The bussy? The bussy case was what? What if you say, I'm going to show up? I'm going to show up, and that's going to trigger what? Remember the sugi yesterday?
Kiddushin.
I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up. And then you don't show up. Oinus? It was oinus. He got sick. Oinus. So there are all sets of double caution. There's nothing doing. Nothing doing. It's one thing to say that a kiyum, the onus, is not a kiyum. But I can't make you, I can't say that onus made you do something when you didn't do it. Right? You didn't show up. So don't say, oh, onus, so it's like I showed up. No, you didn't show up. You weren't there. That was the longest that we said yesterday, right? You can't, onus can't make something out of nothing. It can only make nothing out of something. In certainly, whether this is true in our sugi, we had the Ran and the Ra'ah, and it got complicated. This is certainly true in Avodas Hashem. Poshet. Let's say, today you didn't put on tefillin. You can get the mitzvah of tefillin. But guy says, yeah, but I was onus. I was sick. You were sick in the hospital. Put on tefillin. Onus of manapach, right? 100%. But what? Did he do the mitzvah of tefillin today?
No.
No, he didn't do the mitzvah of tefillin. It's not command the avad. He's potter. He's potter, but he didn't do it. Let's say you miss work. And because you missed work, there was a deal that day, there was a business deal that was going to happen that day. You missed, you were sick. Certainly excusable. We understand the excuse. Almost like Manapatra. It wasn't your fault that you missed the closing. You didn't close the deal because you were sick. You bet. Did you close the deal? Do you have money in your bank account from that deal? But what do you mean by the Zionists? It's true. It's not your fault. But there ain't no money in the bank. It's not there. You didn't do it. Oinus doesn't give you the money. It doesn't give you the money. Just like it doesn't give you the kiyum tonight. You weren't there. So this is so that Rav Elchanan highlighted that Oinus is going to patch red. Right? You did something wrong. Was okay. It was by Oinus. But we don't say Oinus command the Ava. We don't say Oinus makes you. Yeah, you did the mitzvah. So it's very, very, very true for yeshiva as well. Life in general, certainly for yeshiva. You can pull the Einus card all the time. We like to pull the Einus card. I was sick. I was feeling good. I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't down. My girlfriend dumped me. Whatever, the list goes on. And they're legitimate, and I am not skeptical at all of the legitimacy of those claims. The guy was taka sick. He taka got dumped. He's okay, it's depressing. First days. I'm not being cynical. It's hard to learn when you're distracted. 100%. But at the end of the day, is there money in your bank account? It's not there. Are there hours in the Beis Medrash? It's not there. Mitzvahs. Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, none of it's there. So it's true you can claim the onus card. So you won't get punished. You know, the yeshiva won't discipline you, kaviyoch. Didn't do anything wrong, because what was I supposed to do? It's not that I skipped chakras. I wasn't feeling well. So I get it. He's going to leave you alone. He won't wake you up. And no one's going to call you into their office and say, why weren't you at chakras? Because you died. You were taught to sit. But you still didn't down chakras. You missed. You missed it. It's gone. And today's chakras isn't coming back. Chakras will come back. It'll be tomorrow. Chakras, not today's chakras. And today's sugya. Okay, then there's the next sugya, right? But you lost today. So this part of Aynes, Rahmana Patri, the Nat Command of it, is a side in yeshiva life, in your yeshiva year. Excuses are wonderful, but all they do is avoid your punishment. It's Ketura Oynshin. You won't get punished. But you're still empty, you're still zero, and your bank account is still saying zero. It's push it that way. And in every area of life, we know this, but sometimes the Afin Ruchnias, we don't do it. Right? You're an athlete, you're playing the game. So you get injured, you miss the championship game. Okay, it's Aynes, no one has any tainas on you. No one has tainas, you were injured, of course you can't play. Yeah, but your team isn't going to win. There's no like, oh, but I was Aynes, so we really win. No, you didn't play the game. You weren't there. No tainas. No one's angry at you. You were injured legitimately, but you still didn't win the game. You didn't win the chance. You're still only second place. At the end of the day, that's the bottom line. That's a very, very important attitude to have in yeshiva and life in general. Excuses can be real, they can be legitimate, can be a real Aynes Rachmana Patre. Mamish. 100% with no skepticism, no cynicism, real Peturim, but at the end of the day, you're losing out. We're the ones who lose out from the Einsim that we have. It might not be our fault. We certainly don't get the positive mitzvah, whether it be the points, quote unquote, the schar mitzvah we're not going to get, or just building ourselves who we are. We're not going to get built from it. We're not going to build ourselves. Right? You don't go to the gym for a week because you were sick. Again, another muscle. 100%, I get why you weren't in the gym. But your muscles are that much, you know, smaller. Or you didn't gain that. You didn't build up. You didn't bulk up. You're not like, oh, but you know, I was sick for a week, so I got a week's scar of gym. No, you weren't in the gym for a week, so you're weaker. That's just mitzvahs. That has to be our attitude in yeshiva. And I think b'chlal, as we embrace a new year, the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah is really the Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of the year, Hashem is the din is giving us this year coming up, what's going to be. We want big, we want to have that chef, we want all that, we want to be in a good place. We want to be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then He should give us all that chef, all the good, all the positivity. We have to remember that our job is to be there and go get it. Go get all that chef and go get all that bracha that Hashem should bench us with, and sitting back and saying, it's fine, you're good, you're clean, you didn't do anything wrong, but you're not getting anything positive, there's nothing on the positive side of your judgment. So that attitude is a real game changer. I think if we can internalize this attitude, it really, you know, it, practically, you know, you're not feeling well. Moderately, you know, not that your momish have the flu or something. You're not feeling well, but you push yourself. You push yourself. You're not hopping 100%, so I'm not down, and the rhythm of the sugya. Again, that's fine, but you're losing out. If our attitude is, let me get it, let me go get it, let me pursue it to the best of my abilities, obviously we're human beings. We don't just fall back to that onus position all the time. Onus, onus, onus. The only one who's losing from that is you. Not your Rebbe, not the yeshiva. You're losing from it. You missed out. So if you miss out, You missed out. You don't have that money in the bank. So I think with that, you can think about that as we head into the Yom HaDin. It's applicable for Rosh Hashanah for the tefillahs also. The tefillahs themselves. Tefillahs are long. The guy seems it's hard to relate to whatever it is. No, chop a ride. Take out a sefer now. Prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah. Look in the English. Look in the translation. What are you saying? Don't just say like, oh, it's hard. It's a hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. So I can understand why guys have a hard time with the long davening, but they're still missing out. Missed out. Attach yourself. Chop as much as you can. Again, not beating yourself up, but as much as yourself. Push yourself. This is the time. You guys are young. Ben Zeshem, you're healthy. This is the time to do it. You have Shana Bet coming up. Chop a run. Grab it. Grab everything you can have. And don't just fall back to that onus position, because at the end you'll be looking in your pocket and say, what did I have? What do I have? Empty. That's not what we want to be. We want now's the time. Now's the time to make it happen. Shabbat Kasima, Kasima Taibra, Rabbi, say, good to meet you. I did not hear from the Shabbat, so I will see you.